This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. A class of chemicals that the EPA warns can cause liver, brain, and kidney cancers might have been allowed at unacceptable levels in the Fort Lauderdale water system. These chemicals are called trihalomethanes, and they can also cause miscarriages and birth defects. Today, Florida's Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, has released clarification on testing guidelines statewide.
I got a new hot tub with a white inside, so when I filled it up, the water was green.
Wilton Manor's resident Boyd Corbin sent his water to two companies in February.
I wanted to get a full water test.
The tests showed trihalomethane levels that were 6 times higher than EPA standards. Corbin tested his water at a time during the year when chlorine burns are done in the water system. Wilton Manor's and several other cities get their water from Fort Lauderdale. Chlorine burns are routine maintenance procedures used to flush water systems. The problem is, levels of the dangerous chemicals go up during that process. Corbin sent his water tests to the Department of Health. Along with the Department of Environmental Protection, it's responsible for making sure your drinking water is safe. The Department of Health said it didn't have to test water for these dangerous chemicals during chlorine burns. Corbin wasn't satisfied, so he sent his results up to the EPA's regional office in Atlanta.
Atlanta wrote a letter to me and gave a copy of it to the Florida state departments that are in charge of testing for water, the Department of Health and the Department of Environmental Protection, giving them corrective guidance on how they should follow water testing.
The EPA letter from April 20th suggested the state wasn't testing water properly. Now, the State Department of Environmental Protection has sent a memo to its employees and all county health departments. That memo clarifies that water should be tested for trihalomethanes during chlorine burns and during the rest of the year. WLRN reporter Danny Rivero contributed to this report. I'm Katie Switalski in Miami.